In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the Annunciation in the middle of the Lenten season. Just as we have themes, you might say, of the Passion of our Lord and Christmas season, we have during the season of Lent, as we prepare for the Passion of our Lord, of course, hints of Christmas, because we can't think of the Incarnation without the Redemption, for that's why this child came to be with us. We hear that in the second reading. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight. Then I said, as it is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God. Because our Lord came to do the will of his heavenly Father, and his people, his children, the rest of his family, was in sin and needed to be redeemed. And so the Son of God became man for us and offered himself as part of that great glory to God, that he was the greatest glory to God that the Incarnation was all about. Of course, the redemption brought him the greatest, because it shows for us the great love that God has for us, unworthy as we are of such a thing. Today also we could wish every one of you a Happy New Year, because that's how the ancients reckoned this day to be the first day of the year. For the ancients, as Pope Benedict reminded us, March 25th was not only the first day of creation. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, were created and placed in the garden on this day, according to the ancient fathers. This is also the day when the new Adam and the new Eve were given this great announcement by the angel Gabriel, when the new Eve said yes to becoming the mother of the new Adam. So March 25th is also the day that the world was recreated, you might say. And March 25th is also the day of Good Friday. These 3 days were always understood by the ancients to be the same day. March 25th, the first day of creation, it only seems proper then that the recreation of the world should begin on that first day, so the Annunciation took place. And of course, with that ultimate being recreated when the redemptive act of Christ on Calvary, March 25th. So these three events are commemorated today in a special way. You can celebrate the new year today again, because it really is. It's the life of grace, the life that came into the world, period, with the creation of the world, and then the life of grace that really brought about the renewal of all that God had intended for man began today as well. And also we are reminded Our Lady's role in acting in her work, in the work of redemption, is so important. Pope John Paul II, during these days, as we have been reading meditations from his writings, St. John Paul II, said that Our Lady, by saying yes to being the Mother of God, opened the door of redemption. She opened the door of redemption. That's why she's also the gate of heaven, because those two images are very, very helpful to us. Our Lady opened the door of redemption by saying yes to welcoming Christ into her womb. It is this day also that our Lord was ordained a priest, for he was ordained a priest in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is his ordination day, because on that day, he received a body that he could offer in sacrifice. And so Our Lady opened the door of redemption. And in doing that, she also opens the gate of heaven. And she still is the gate of heaven. And if we still want to get to heaven, she is necessary for us to do that, that we go to her. As Pope Benedict reminded us as well, that all graces come to us through the necessary mediation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And if we don't want to go to Our Lady, we won't have redemption. It's very obvious. If you don't want to go through the door that's been opened, you can't enter. And just as our Lord came through that closed gate, you know, that gate of the walls of Jerusalem, that eastern gate is a gate that's closed and no one can open it except God when he comes again on the last day. So he had another eastern gate that he came to us on the first day when he came through those when he came to us and he entered into that closed womb, and then he exited from that closed womb on Christmas Day, that eastern gate, the Blessed Virgin Mary, that virginal gate, which became an open door for us to be able to enter into heaven. Today, as we ponder these great mysteries of the incarnation and redemption, and as we soon will be approaching Holy Week, you know, let us call to mind these great mysteries in union with Our Lady, for she was the one who pondered in her heart all these great things that God has done and is doing and will do for us. And what he has already done for her, and she has proclaimed, you know, loudly the great things and mighty things that God has done for her. So we too ponder these great things that he has done for us in choosing to become choosing to be the son of the mother of the Redeemer, in choosing Our Lady to be our mother, and in choosing to become her child so that he could be a priest to offer himself in sacrifice for us. So many things to be thankful for today on this new year, a day of grace, and that we should, you know, look upon March 25th as a day to begin over, to begin again. Maybe we have fallen off the wagon. Maybe we haven't been doing anything during Lent or haven't been doing it very well. And maybe that's just, you know, a beginning for our own life to start over. Redemption, this incarnation, this annunciation is an announcement that we can begin again. We can start over. We can be renewed. We can be redeemed. We are redeemed. And we are renewed because Jesus has come to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of the Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.